definitely want to talk about the paper.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 688 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Okay.
Okay. What about you, Break?
I'm happy and I know it. Yeah. That's
right. We just happy about that. And you know it. Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was sexy and you know it.
Well, you know.
Sexy and I know it.
Well, that too.
Touching myself in public.
What are you, dude, you and masturbation today, man. I mean, it's all day long, man. I mean, holy cow. I'm not going to ask what you were doing right before this show break, but, you know.
What do you mean? Why would you think I stopped?
Oh, God. Holy cow, man. Breakman's in rare form today. Now that you're done fighting with Skype, I think we can safely get on with the show. What do you say?
Right now I'm fighting with Google to load so I can get into the news.
Oh, God.
This is lovely. Don't think it was Skype. I think it's my computer's being the bitch today.
I think we're going to do a GoFundMe for a new computer for you, Break. I mean, jeez, man. You're just having the hardest time with that. Is it a laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need Google. To just smash that laptop
not,
with the
Not
hammer.
Fucking Bing, Google. I mean, who the fuck came up with Bing? They should be... tarred and feathered or something.
Yeah. Apparently, Freak 5 sent a pic to Twitter. I don't even know what that... I don't even want to know what that
Mexican
is.
It's food.
Oh, God. Don't start in, Freak 5. All right, let's just get into the news right away. Let's get this done and over with.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Kurono Koseki. The Legend of Heroes Kurono Koseki is set to release for PlayStation 5 in Japan, Asia, PC in Asia on July 25th or 28th. Sorry, Clouded Leopard Entertainment is going to be the publisher of this, and it supports 4K resolution, 60 frames.
Ooh, like it.
And it's going to have all the fancy bells and whistles Falcom's added to its games since, but. I think that was a feature that was part of the PS4 release anyway, so this is nothing new. But text size toggle is new. Because, like, the bigger the text, the better.
You know what they say about bigger.
And
what?
But the upgrade is going to cost about 110 yen, so that's about 10 bucks.
Yeah. Well, of course it is.
Well, but like, considering this is Falcom... And the fact that it was outside source, they probably have to charge.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on this?
What?
I'm wondering whether or not NIS is going to do something similar now, or has already planned to do something similar.
What are you saying, Blake?
What's bigger? What are you talking about, Frank? I want to know.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, bigger. I mean, they say bigger is better, right? I mean, at least that's what
That's what they say, bigger is better. Okay, yeah. I was wondering.
Not always.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm just saying, that's just like, you know, it could be a misnomer, but, you know, just saying. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Magnum Lord releases for PC on May 30th. I don't know what this is. Magnum Lord works as a sort of spiritual successor to the Summon Knight series, specifically the Swordcraft story games. Its development staff includes several members that have worked on the Summon Knight RPG series, including writer Kei Miyakozuki, and shares many common elements, including a dating component, as well as combat gameplay reminiscent of the Swordcraft story.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's interesting.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, those were pretty good games. All right.
Date while you're going into dungeons and stuff. You know, like that's a hot first date right there. You know, metal clashing and have fire spells. I mean, what's hotter than a fire spell? Right.
Right. There you go, man. I mean, you know, with the fireball. You know, throwing a fireball spell. What can be hotter than that?
I know.
Eric, did you have anything else on this?
No.
All right, next story comes to us from...
But I will mention that the game is currently on PSN. It might also be on sale on the eShop, but it's like... I think it's like $30 or something.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's really right. It.
Next story comes to us from RPGSide.net. Fallen Legion, Rise to Glory... And Fallen Legion Revenants launches for consoles and PC on August 23rd in North America, August 26th in Europe. I wonder why the 3-day delay there for Europe, but it's a...
Because Friday and Tuesday.
Okay. I still don't
That's
understand.
That's how games are released, usually.
Well...
In North America, Tuesday is the game release day.
It's kind of...
But in Europe, in Japan, it's Friday. Because America has to be different somehow.
Right. All right, so there you go. It's basically two games, and it looks pretty good.
They're not good, great games.
Oh, they're not?
I mean, at least the first two games are. I'm not so sure about Revenants, so...
Yeah. All right.
From what I'm hearing, not much has changed.
All right. Well, there you go. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Rogue Lords is out now. That's it. I'm just moving on. It's out for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, and this actually does have a really cool, like, scary art style. So this is something I'll be checking out for sure. This is looks like a traditional turn base too, which is really cool. But I'm digging this. Freak 5 says because American employers are assholes. Yeah, that's true. They are, no doubt. I think I'm going to pick this up, Rogue Lords. I'm going to pick it up. But I think I might wait till I get a new Xbox. I'm seriously contemplating getting the new Xbox. We'll talk about it later. All right, Breakman, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Monochrome Mobius, Rights and Wrongs Forgotten, releases on September 8th worldwide. It seems like they just like mixed a bunch of words together to get that title. Aqua Plus and Shiravoon have announced that Monochrome Mobius, Rights and Wrongs Forgotten, will launch worldwide on September 8th, according to that Japanese website. Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah,
I guess. The headlines anyway.
Yep, that's it. I was looking at the trailer. It doesn't look super exciting. Not a lot of gameplay, really. So, I mean, there's that. I mean, I fast-forwarded the trailer, and it doesn't look like much gameplay at all. So, there we go. All right, Eric, next story. Actually, it's my turn. Coming to us from RPGSite.net, and this is something I'm sure we're all can't wait for. Diablo Immortal launches on June 2nd for iOS, Android, and open beta on PC.
You know what? If I wasn't protesting Blizzard, I truly would check it out.
Well, I mean, look, you're the only guy here that really plays mobile games, Break, so I could see why you would be interested in it. But this is the game that pissed everybody off, like, what?
Well, it was because they wanted something else and it was announced. Not that this game itself wasn't the reason they were bitching, it was because they wanted something else.
They wanted Diablo 4.
Right, yeah. Right.
They didn't want a mobile game, they wanted a PC game. That's what they're pissed about.
Right. So they were, you know, it's coming to PC now. But
I mean,
Blizzard as it is now, I don't know if it'll actually be good anyway.
It actually looks kind of cool, but this is not Diablo 4. That's what I'm going to say. I mean, I doubt this game is going to do great. I mean, people were so pissed off. I mean, if you piss off the fan base, then what is the point of even releasing this dumb game? I mean,
There's a lot more people that aren't in your fan base that maybe they're trying to woo.
Okay.
Maybe they're aiming for a completely different market.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Because this looks like every other free-to-play.
It doesn't say anything about, like, gacha elements, so I wonder if there'll be microtransaction loot box nonsense instead.
Well, we'll see. I mean, either way, they're going to try to get your money one way or another. I mean, it looks okay. I mean, it like I said, it looks like a lot of other stuff that's on mobile.
Well,
so. Yeah. Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead, Break. Did we lose Break?
Oh no.
Oh God, did we lose Break? Oh, your muke is your muke.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Your mucus button.
Your mucus button. Yeah, we got you. So what were you saying, Blake?
Goddamn Skype. What was I saying? I forgot.
You're going to play this regardless, is what you were saying.
No, I was going to say that they're going to get as much money out of you as possible with this game, so it's going to be like, press start. You now owe us 50 cents.
Stand my gauges.
To start the game, you need 50 cents. You know? Yeah. I always
choose the single player campaign. That's another dollar.
Like, yep. What the fuck? To choose the single player, please press 1 for $1.
Loot box stuff.
they'll give you like a stump and say you want legs on your character. That'll be another $5.
Well, speaking of people ripping us off, Eric, next story.
Next story is hold on, I gotta load it. A very expensive Final Fantasy VI statue of Terra on a Magitek armor is being sold by Square Enix for in Japan it's $11,500 and US or early equivalent, but it's gonna be around $1,350 around here.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ!
It does
13,500. I mean, sorry.
I think Sakaguchi said it best when he said, "Square Enix, are you okay?"
I don't think he actually said that.
A $13,000 statue better, like, get up and do my laundry and shit. Like,
better blow me, man.
Yeah, right. I better get a hand job from the fucking statue every day. $13,000.
Does it have a hole, like, for rear entry? I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? Freak
bend
says,
over, take it, statue.
Right.
My hand, that's hard. Ow.
Yeah. Freak5 says, maybe I will play this just to finally use the $2 I have from Diablo 3's Real Money Auction House. He's talking about the Diablo game. That's coming out.
Well, hey, here's his actual tweet. It's not. This is a rough translation, so I'm using the Twitter Translate feature. So it's a Google translation, but it says this isn't there. This isn't there even from the DRM reduction cost of Fantasia. I think it's basically saying even the diorama production cost of Fantasian's diorama sets are cheaper than this.
Jesus. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it's a cool looking statue, but man.
And then he says, isn't it a little dangerous? Yeah, it's dangerous because it's pretty big paperweight, so it's probably heavy. And
how
dangerous
big is it?
Because something should not be that expensive.
It looks pretty big, actually, Brake. I mean, fuck.
Are there any dimensions at all? Like,
it's 1/6
like
scale. 1/6 scale. 1/6 scale. So it's like,
well, that's 1/6 scale to a computer generated art. Like what? What does that mean?
It's the size of probably a beach ball.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For $13,000, it better be the size of a fucking beach. Like, fuck that.
Take the ball out of that.
It'd be like one of those electric kitty car versions of an actual Magitek armor that you can ride.
Freak says,
"Fun." Mini walker.
Freak says, "If you looked at my picture and wondered what I was eating, a ribeye and an enchilada. Jeez, man, that's a good combo for sure." All right, Breakman, I think you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Stylish Pop Fantasy RPG at Dislight launches for mobile devices on May 10th. Is it Dislight? Is that the name of the game?
I thought this was a sequel to D's Nuts. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it might be. D's Nuts 2 is described as a mythology meets anime turn-based RPG that features an EDM and techno-pop original soundtrack. And it'll be out on May 10th, so there you go.
This also looks really cool, to be honest with you.
I never got into EDM, or most contemporary music, but that specific genre is unknown to me.
Goddamn mobile games, man. Holy fuck. I mean, are they going to charge us for this, or is this one of those free-to-play deals?
It doesn't say that I see. I'm skimming through it, though, but I don't see a price.
I actually skipped an article.
You skipped an article?
Yeah, Monochrome Mobius.
No, we... Did we
I
do
did that?
That
one.
Yeah, we did that. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Steampunk Western CRPG Age of Grit launches for PC on May 3rd. And so it began with a Kickstarter campaign in 2014. So, man, it's taken a long time to get to release. But they only asked for $15,000, so that's pretty good.
So this is a Western, right? Because it's got grit in the title.
Western CRPG.
I want to commentate on this monochrome movie. So it's kind of bullshit that the PlayStation versions don't seem to be coming out in the West anytime soon. It's Steam only for whatever reason.
Man masturbates in front of entire hair salon. Do I even want to click on that link, Freak 5? Jeez.
Really? They caught that on video? I mean, I don't know.
They caught you on video? I mean, yeah, we don't. Let's see. So this takes inspiration from Firefly and Fallout, this Age of Grit. We've talked about this before, Breakman, but...
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
That's right. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Yeah, okay.
Quasi.
Clothes. What?
Quasi-3D action RPG.
Yeah, quasi-3D action RPG Touhou Soujo, Tale of Beautiful Memories, coming to Switch. And, it says, the N Main Shop is a weird name for a developer. Mm-hmm. But, Beescape seems to be the publisher. But, anyways, release date was announced, so it was just, like, hey, a game's coming out. It looks like it's going to be isometric action RPG.
Yeah, it looks like that.
And it's kind of got Windstalker vibes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's looks kind of bland. I mean, we got to see more from this game. So, nothing else on that. Anything else on that, Eric, that you want to mention?
I mean, from the images, I feel like this is like an alpha build.
Yeah.
Like a
proof
of concept.
Yeah, it does look like very, very bland, like I said. So maybe they'll tighten things up a little bit. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Man, we're done with it.
All right, next story. All right, Breakman, you're up.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, River City Saga, Three Kingdoms, coming to West on July 31st. I don't really think we need to talk anything else. I mean,
yeah, it's a beat 'em up.
It looks really fun. I mean, it's the River City Games, but now it's set in a Chinese dynasty type setting.
Yeah,
looks like a lot of fun.
I mean, after doing the medieval one and the one before that, way released on the Famicom, that was during the Sengoku era.
Why not?
It's like, why not do this?
Yeah, no, I'm down. I think we're all down for these.
It looks
type
like it's 4-player too, though, which is pretty awesome.
Ooh, yeah. I wonder if it's 4-player online or if it's local 4-player, maybe both. Ooh, that'd be cool.
Local and online co-op. It says 4-player.
Sweet. That'd be awesome, man. We can all.
I don't
play
know
this
how
stuff.
Well the 2D plane will translate to Musou style combat, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's true. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. R-Type Tactics 1 and 2 remakes have been announced. No date on that, as far as I can see. So, just an announcement. There you go. They're redoing R-Type Tactics 1 and 2. Did you ever play the R-Type Tactic games, Break?
Those were PSP games, weren't they?
I believe they were PSP.
Yeah. I never did. But,
yeah, we got the first title, but it was translated as R-Type Command, but we never got the second one.
Well, this might be something.
This gives me hope that other games might from the PSP era might get the recognition they deserve, because I don't know why those games are so overlooked.
Yep. Freak says
the PSP was by far not a failure, so I don't understand.
No, the PSP was actually fairly successful, so I'm wondering if Sony is ever going to plan on doing another console, like handheld console.
If they ever can get their head out of their ass, maybe they will.
Freak 5 says, not sure how long he was doing it, speaking about the masturbator, but it took the police 40 minutes to respond, and he was gone before then. And the police station was only 5 minutes away. Well, I mean, that's the police for you. All right, Eric, I think you're...
Well, that's... Yeah, the police station was 5 minutes away, but how far away was the Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I would... I look at where the Dunkin' Donuts was near there, and that'll determine that... Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, you got the honor of the last story, please.
Okay, the Night Witch, Metroidvania Shoot 'em Up. It's announced for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4 Series, Xbox One, and the Switch and PC. And the developer's super awesome hyperdimensional mega team. That's a mouthful
of a
name.
That is an awesome name.
Looks like they threw everything cool into one word name, you know.
Anyways, can pass five fast-paced shoot-'em-up combat with Metroidvania style traversal and exploration alongside a magic deck building system. And like, from what I saw in the trailer, it's kind of reminding me of a game called Hero that was like, it was much more simpler and like lo-fi in its graphical style, and it was, I think it was meant to emulate old Odyssey game, but like you go from room to room, but you play like a shmup style combat.
Looks really cool. You know, the art style kind of, to me, looks like...
And it says this has a magic deck style base system, but that just means that your attacks are represented by cards, and each one's assigned to a button, probably.
Yeah, it looks like... the art style is like Bastion. I mean, I know it doesn't play like that, but the art style reminds me a lot of Bastion. And Bastion's one of my favorite art style ever, so... this looks really cool. I mean, the card aspect is always a turn off for me, but maybe, like Eric said, it'll just be like, you assign a card to a button type deal, which is okay, I guess. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
Anyways, it says the development, here's a little bit about the development team. Says the game is brought to you by a veteran team of developers behind titles such as Rime, Moonlighter, and Plants vs. Zombies.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm. I mean, it looks good. I mean,
love
I
Plants vs. Zombies.
Rime was pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really cool. I mean, I
really didn't care for Moonlighter that much, but it's not my type of game. It's still a good game, though.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the whole shebang. The whole new, we got through all the news, guys. I can't believe it. My favorite story was the $13,000 statue today. Just to let everybody know that's
paperweight. $13,000 paperweight.
I'll just pull that out of my couch.
Well, you could just get a paperweight that doesn't cost that much.
Yeah. All right, homie discounts real quick, guys. The games with gold. Let me look at those and tell you guys what those are all about. This time we can kind of compare and decide if it's better than. The PlayStation Plus offers. We got Yoku's, I can't even read it, it's so small.
Yoku's Island Express.
Okay, let's see. They don't even list them here. Oh, okay, there we go. The Inner World Last Wind Monk, Hydro Thunder Hurricane, and Viva Pinata Party Animals. I think that's kind of the highlight there, I guess.
Isn't that a sequel to Viva Pinata?
Yes, and it's not very good.
No, that's not the sequel. That's the...
spinoff?
Yeah, the spinoff.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
Mini games and stuff like that.
Oh.
I think, what was the sequel? Trouble in Paradise or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Viva Pinata and Viva the sequel were fantastic games.
I liked Viva Pinata. That was a great game. But this one, not so much.
I gotta go look what the sequel was.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's your games with gold. Very weak, in my opinion. I mean,
Viva Pinata is already on the Rare Replay, which is going to be a permanent fixture on Game Pass forever.
Yeah. And let's see
it is
what
in Paradise.
Let's see what PlayStation Plus is offering. They're offering.
But people say it's bland, but the adventure game and that other game sound interesting to me. But like. There are games that won't interest a wide net of people.
All right. Let's see what PlayStation has to offer in May. It also looks very weak.
Yeah.
FIFA 22. The FIFA games are fine. They're fun. Tribes of Midgard, which I heard is pretty decent.
Yeah, if you
decent.
Don't mind the game constantly trying to get you to pay for the microtransactions.
Yeah, that's the thing about FIFA. If they, yeah, for sure. And
this
then,
goal will cost you $1.
Exactly.
If you wish to score.
If you wish to try to score, here, pay us $1. If you wish to kick, not blindfolded, press 2 for $2. Anyways, and the last game is Curse of the Dead God. So, very
Which
weak in my opinion.
Game Pass. But so, if you don't have an Xbox and you don't have Game Pass, you can check this out maybe.
Yeah, Dungeon is in chat. Like a ninja sneaks in there. Me too. I miss my Viva Pinata Dragon. Aww.
I love the Viva Pinata.
Yeah, Viva Pinata was a great game, man. That's a very... You know what? You want to talk about underrated games. Viva Pinata.
I never got around to playing it.
Oh, it's really fun. Just a ton of fun.
The only post-Nintendo Rare game I played was Cameo. I didn't like it that much.
Cameo wasn't great. Breakman, should I play your music?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. Yeah. Somebody send Breakman stuff. Send your comments.
It's fine. Everything's groovy today. Today it's groovy.
All right. Let's see. If you want to send comments or questions to the show, send them to @RPGrinders. And Breakman will have...
Quizbuster says Viva Pinata is a very cozy type game, which was nice. Not all the time. Sometimes that game could be very fucking stressful. some animal comes in wanting to eat one of your species. Like, no, no. And meanwhile, there's weeds over here. Or
right. Right.
Would you equate Viva Pinata to, like, GameCube of War?
No.
I don't think I played that one.
No, Eric, I would compare it. It's a cross between like Animal Crossing and I don't know, what else would I compare it to? It was just a fun little quirky title, man. I mean, I wish they would come out with a new one, man. It's a it's just got quirky fun gameplay. That's all. I mean, you got to manage
and played Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
I mean, it had the weed thing, like, in that was the most annoying thing of the first Animal Crossing.
Was it the first one or the second one where the weeds were really bad?
Freak 5 says Break must have got his happy pills. So, yeah.
Yay, happy pills. Happy pills.
All right, let's...
Happy pills? Is that what you said?
Happy pills. Happy pills. They give crazy people happy pills.
Yeah, they give them happy pills. And they call them happy pills. Hey, here's your happy pill, Break Man. Open wide.
Happy pill.
Oh, man, that's awesome, man. All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what happy pills you took this week, Breakman.
Oh, I took the happiest of happy, the blue, the red, the yellow, the purple, the green, the white, the black, the brown.
The brown, ooh. That one gives you bad breath.
It tastes
man.
Like chocolate. Don't even try to twist that one, Frank. That one tastes like
wait,
chocolate.
Wait, happy pills.
It was the gray
just...
one that tasted like shit.
They're yeah. M&M's,
aren't they? Viva Pinata pills, Dungeon says.
That was no M&M, man.
Now I'm snacking on chips and queso blanco, Freak 5 says. Jesus, you get to snack after you eat your dinner? What the hell, man? All right.
Yeah, that's actually a smart way of doing it, because usually like they give you the chips first, and you've piled up on chips. By the time you get your food, it's like... I don't know if I can eat all this. I've eaten like three bowls of these free chips. Come on, man.
Hey, can we just skip the main meal? We don't really want that anymore. We're good.
We just
we're
want
full.
Chips.
Yeah, we're
the
full.
Salsa delivery system.
Exactly. All right, Breakman.
Mrs. Breakman has to hold his nose and caress his throat so he doesn't spit them out.
Oh, that's funny, man. Yeah. Massage, you know, that neck, yeah, the throat.
I'm holding the pills on my tongue, like, mm-hmm.
And she, like, so she, like, grabs your nose, like, really hard and, like makes you go, ah, and then, like, pours water down there and just makes you, oh, that's funny. What you been playing, Breakman, other than hide the pills under my tongue game?
That one's not been going well for me. The happy pills have been going well. Let me see. A little bit of Halo. Not that much this week. I've mostly played, and not even really that much Zelda. I played a little bit of that, but this week I've mostly played Mortal Kombat 11.
Ooh, getting ready to get your butt kicked by Wyland again, maybe? Possibly?
Well, Mrs. Brickman was like, I was about to play Halo, and Mrs. Brickman was like, I'm bored with watching you play Halo. I'm like, okay. Let me see here. What doesn't she... Oh, she loves seeing the fatality, so let's play that.
See, when you please the wife, happy life, man. You know, so...
See, that's when... Good job. Like, a woman who loves fatalities, like, that's the woman for me, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a woman of your dreams right there, man. You know. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Spider-Man Remastered. I got the Platinum for that, and then I immediately went to Miles Morales, and I'm almost at the Platinum, but you have to rebeat the game again, and I haven't done that yet, so close. I'll have a review for both of those games tomorrow, probably.
Yeah. Freak5 says, well, he was late to the show because he was playing with himself. Well, that's Breakman every week, Freak5, so that's nothing new. All right, I've been playing a little bit of Shibuya Scramble. I mean, nothing major to report there. I mean, I literally got 10, 15 minutes to play this week, so, you know, I mean, literally nothing, pretty much. So there you go. All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
Hey, Breakman, do you have anything to review this week?
Let me see. This week, we just watched a new game show, actually.
Ooh, what game show did you watch, man?
Netflix has a new game show with Howie Mandel as the host. And I really enjoyed this new game show. It's set up as four players, one on three. One person is given a trivia question, and they either know it or they don't know it. And what they're trying to do is trying to convince the other three people that they know the answer.
Oh, okay.
So it's all about lying, you know.
Is there any money involved? Like,
yeah, they can win up to $1 million.
Ooh, that's cool.
It's cool.
Wait. So if you know the question, you have to lie about.
No. If you know the question, if you're the person who gets the question and you know it, you definitely want to give the right answer because you can move on. But if you give a wrong answer, and or you get a question that's wrong, you have to lie to them to convince them that you know the right answer, even though you don't. So you want that. So you're trying to fool them. The other three contestants.
What is it called?
Bullshit.
It's called Bullshit?
Yes.
Like the Penn and Teller Bullshit series?
Yeah.
I call bullshit on that, man. They screwed that up, man.
Yeah, but Bullshit was about talking about stuff that was bullshit.
Yeah.
Which was a good show. That was a good show.
I love Bullshit, man. That's one of my favorite
shows.
They
need to bring that back.
They really do, man. They could do so many new good things.
They could spend the whole season just on MAGA alone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Freak5 says, when are you heading to San Diego, Break?
I don't know. So I can jack it in San Diego?
Jack it anywhere, man. I mean, you know, it's par for the course for you. But
jacking for the Lord.
You should start a new ministry, Breakman. Jacking for the Lord, dude. And I mean, I think you'd get lots of parishioners and lots of donations, man, for sure.
Oh yeah, and I'd sing the hymns that Cartman made when he made his like I want you inside me, Jesus.
Yeah. Like oh yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, shit, that'd be awesome. All right. God, I love that song, man. I want to play it, but they'll give me a copyright strike, man.
that sucks.
Eric, what have do you have a review?
Yeah, I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. And
damn, dude! Are you omnipotent or something?
No, it is a multiverse story, but it's about a Chinese woman living in America named Evelyn Wong, and
Evelyn.
No!
Oh, dang it!
Does she dress like Evelyn?
God, no. That would be even better. Shit! We're trying
with her husband and she her daughter purple? Joy. And they run a laundromat that's failing, and they have to go to the IRS because they have gotten audited because they're losing money. And they need to reassess their finances. And she's basically at a spot in her life where she kind of is at that turning point where she feels like she's fucked up, but she doesn't know what to do about anything. And she regrets not making decisions back in her life. And this apparently lets, like, a future version of herself, or an alternate version of herself, her future self, to figure out how to do multidimensional travel. And they do it through basically linking up their minds from different realities together, and using it to acquire their abilities. And this is necessary because this evil conqueror named Jabu Tabaki, or it is a goofy name, but she's basically going around killing people and looking for, I guess, the most powerful version of her in order to... Well, they think that she's trying to kill him, but you'll find out later what she's really trying to accomplish by finding her. But they think everything will end if that happens, so they're trying to save her. And it is a very chaotic, poetic story that's ultimately about a mother reconciling with her daughter and vice versa. And the generational trauma that was inflicted upon her from her father to her not being repeated in her daughter. And it's very long. It's split into three parts, so it's almost the length of a Marvel movie. I think it's like 2 hours and like 20 minutes. I highly recommend anybody check it out. The husband's actually played by the person who played Short Round and Data from Temple of Doom and The Goonies, respectively. So it's nice to see that he actually came back out of retirement from acting, which apparently is sad because he quit after The Goonies because he didn't see enough Asian representation in Hollywood. And now that there's more nowadays, he's come back for this movie, and I hope he gets more roles because he does a fantastic job.
All right,
and Michelle Yeoh does pretty good work too. I think the last movie I saw her in was in No Time to Die, or not No Time to Die. Tomorrow Never Dies. Sorry,
she's really good, really good actress, no doubt, Eric. So, what are you giving Everything Everywhere?
And Jamie Lee Curtis plays the IRS lady. She's kind of hilarious in that role too. So, I'm giving this movie a 9.5.
Oof, almost perfect. Wow. High praise from Eric on Everything.
Yeah, this movie's basic plot basically kind of reminds me of Jet Li's The One. The One was not great of a movie, but he was in it.
No, The One was a terrible movie. Calling it not great is a compliment that it doesn't deserve. It was a very bad movie.
It was a good idea, but just bad.
Bad implementation.
Yeah.
Very bad.
But it's I think it's in more theaters now, but like there's like a brief period of time where it was in limited theaters, and I was worried I wasn't going to be able to see it at all, but thankfully I was able to.
Yeah. Freak 5, I would like to see Diana Prince as Evil Lynn. That would do it for me. That would be cool. Let's see. What else we got in here? Why were you wondering about He-Man porn, Freak 5? I mean, I'm sure there's a He-Man porn out there somewhere. I'm almost sure. I mean, I know there's lots of, like...
You could probably see somewhat safer work He-Man porn on YouTube. There was Turtles porn.
I'm looking it up right now. He-Man porn.
Oh, God. I already went down that rabbit hole. I just went on the images.
He-Man porn on Pornhub. Let me
and there was one where He-Man is boinking Skeletor. And you can imagine what happened there.
Yeah, these aren't what I was... No, these aren't... No, these are lies. These are not He-Man.
All right, let's move on. I don't have a review this week.
I get what you mean, but like, I think at that point he just felt so defeated that like he alone couldn't encourage other actors to, you know, take up the mantle of representing their culture.
Oh, because I was talking about...
Here's an Aladdin gay porn video of Aladdin fucking Aladdin?
Okay.
I don't know how I'm getting that out of He-Man.
I don't know.
Sure. Oh, now I'm getting gay porn. This is just all gay porn. Okay. That's
not what I was looking for. Yeah, oh, yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, earlier I did talk about... if we were... Let's real quickly before we move on to Stinkos. If we were to cast our dream He-Man live action movies, who would you cast as you know the main characters?
Dolph Lundgren. Oh wait a minute.
Oh wait, that's been done. Dolph Lundgren, right now.
No, I think it'd have to be somebody unknown. There's He-Man doing Evil Lyn in the ass.
I like Lyn that one.
Lyn. That's different.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her name. Shit, what's that? Oh, here's a threesome with He-Man getting sucked off by Teela and...
Okay, hear me out on this. How about Johnny Depp as He-Man and as Evil Lyn Amber Heard?
Johnny Depp's too skinny.
Wow. Wow.
Oh man, that's too soon for that break. I mean,
no, I think we should just after the trial's over, just get a tape recorder, just put them in a room together, and just tape it and see what happens.
Oh god, that'd be awesome, man. That'd be like you could be a fly on the wall. That'd be, oof. Man, just have them in a room together, just sitting there, you know, nothing going on.
I guess
this
He-Man porn is not sexy at all.
Nah,
just disappointed.
Some of the pictures, the images are pretty cool. I mean, you know. But, I mean, you have to use your imagination for that. I mean, there's, like, no, like, live-action He-Man porn, which is surprising because they got, like, He-Man Star Trek. I mean, like Star Trek porn. They got Star Wars porn, you know,
Jesus,
stuff like that.
There's Avengers porn. I think there was, like, a Simpsons porn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would have been freaky.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, let's move on to even freakier things.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman. I'm gonna go to you on this. You don't exactly have to answer. I know you've been trying to keep the negativity out of your life, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. You have a Stinko?
I've actually got two of them.
All right.
Wait, I don't know where the one is.
He-Man porn. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I saw a news story. Maybe it was an old news story I was reading about a kid who was attacked by the police, and I'm not seeing anything current. Maybe it was an old news story I read.
Could have been.
Could have been. Well, then I can't say anything because I guess that was an old news story.
Huh.
Man, that's what happens when I look at the news these days. I'm finding old news. I guess I do have one personal one. One of my aunts died this week, so that's pretty sad. So.
Sorry to hear that, man. Really sucks.
There
is a Masters of the Universe porn. Can't believe it. Holy cow. And it's live action, too.
Family Guy porn. I see that. He's talking there. I've never liked those parody porns. Like, they're always, like, just, why are you guys wearing that makeup? Like, that's not hot. Nobody wants to see, like, Marge and Lisa bang. Just nobody wants to see that.
Well, unless they're two hot chicks. I mean, you know.
Well, it's two hot chicks
the
wearing yellow makeup.
The character's supposed to be a child, too. And they're, you know, they're supposed to be family members. So that's just gross. Yeah,
well, like, at this point, are the Simpsons really that young? I mean, it's been, what, 20 years that they've been on the air type deal?
20?
They haven't aged at all, though.
Right? They've been on the air for, what, like 35 years?
Yeah,
35, like
40. I mean, who the fuck knows at this point? You know? I mean, yeah, you know. I mean, decades. Decades long.
I think it's like 32 or 33 years, something like that, honestly. Yeah.
All right.
Spent most of the week in the hospital. What? Oh, damn. Is she still bad?
Ooh. Okay.
How's she
Did she get sick with a like chest cold or something, Freak 5? Probably, man. Her asthma really sucks.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, her asthma was acting up last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think her asthma is what the cause of that shit is, man. Man, that really sucks, Freak 5. I mean, send our best to her, you know. But it looks like she's out. But still, spending week in the hospital, no bueno. You know, no bueno at all. Anything else, Breakman?
No, I want to see if I can find that story. Because I thought it was like a current story that I saw.
4 years is like a blink of an eye. How dare you, Freak 5?
Here, wait a minute. Here it is. I found it. Yeah.
All right.
Cops tackle a black autistic kid in a mall. In a store.
Yeah.
14-year-old. Like, I mean, he wasn't... And the reason I bring this up is just to show, like, the obviously police attacking a minority and... This is how they treat black people. This is how they treat the mentally ill. Just this was a kid in, that wasn't doing anything. He wasn't shoplifting or anything like that. They just wanted to get him out of the store.
Yeah.
14-year-old kid, and I think they arrested his sister because she was trying to stop him or something like that. They didn't arrest him. They didn't charge him with anything because he didn't do anything.
Right. Right.
Ugh. So. Where was this at? I knew this was a new video, damn it. It's in New York. It happened in New York.
New York City? Oh, not in New York. Nothing ever happens in New York. I mean, you know.
I mean, at one point, the teen sister tried to help the cops, and the cops threw her to the ground. I've seen that before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, because of course you have, you know. Ugh. But, okay. Anything else, Break?
So it's just like a kid with mental problems already. Like, he already has a lot to deal with. Now he has this, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be scarring.
Of course.
I mean, I realize, like, I didn't get tackled or anything, but, like, just my incident with the police getting hauled off alone was just like, oh, this is humiliating.
Right. You know? Right.
I got to imagine for this kid, like, he was assaulted. Like, he's going to be afraid, you know?
Yeah.
He's an autistic kid, so he's more sensitive, you know. I'm imagining that he's going to have trouble going out.
Well, the police are out of control.
Well, right. But I'm saying the kid himself is going to be afraid of getting, like, tackled randomly or something like that in public.
You know, I filed a complaint yesterday on the Aurora Police Department. Eric, I didn't see any stinkos on yours, so I'll just go with mine. The complaint was for an officer that shined his light in my camera, which you're not allowed to do. It's against, you know, Colorado revised statute, such and such. I can't remember the statute. But I was just talking to my friend who I was with, and I was like, what if we weren't cop watchers? What if we were just average citizens just taking video recording and didn't know what we were doing? These cops followed us to the parking lot where we were. And it was a pure intimidation tactic, right? I mean, I'm used to this type of stuff because I've been doing this for a while. But, I mean, the average person, I mean, let's say you're genuinely curious. You bust out your camera because you never know what's going to happen. You're watching cops, you know, from a good distance. I was probably 30, 40 feet away. You know, they had no reason to do anything to either one of us while we were standing on a public sidewalk, right? And, yeah, so, I mean, it was just, you know, it was just a mind exercise between us, and we were like, what if, you know, what if a non-cop watcher just busted out the camera? I mean, they would have been terrified, you know, I mean, this would have been traumatic for somebody. I mean, for us, it's like another day. I mean, we know that they do these type of things, you know, and he got my tag, excuse me, holy cow. Got my tag, ran my tags, you know, all this type of intimidation stuff. And I'm like, you know, this shit's got to stop. It just has to stop, man. I mean, it, you know, especially when it comes to this guy that you're talking about, an autistic person who
a 14-year-old kid. And there's actually something in the article I wanted to read because this is from an expert. Dr. Rashad Ritchie, PhD. Yes. Study after study has shown that black children are interpreted as adults at the age of 12 in this society.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, this
especially law enforcement. Yeah, like because I also see a kid who's, I guess, bigger sometimes. Like, God, what was his name? The kid they shot in Cleveland. Or was it Cleveland they shot him? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What was his name? Oh, God damn it. What was his kid's name?
Not Tamir Rice. I know who you're talking about. The kid that was shot in the park, like 2 seconds later.
Yeah. And they showed up and they shot him right away. And then there was no, you know, a cop like doing their job and finding out what's going on. No, it was a cop
or the kid in Walmart who was walking around with the BB gun while he was on the phone. I don't know if you saw that one. He also had some autism and you know, knew what he was doing but didn't think there was anything wrong. It was a BB gun, right? I mean, they come and within 2 seconds shoot the guy, you know, the kid. And it's a big problem. You're right. Law enforcement views black teenagers as adults, and it's not true. They're kids. You're killing kids. That's what you're doing. It happens over and over, Breakman, and it's sickening. You know, it just sucks. But anyways, that's part of my stinko. The other stinko is the wind sucks here in Denver the past couple of days. Like, today it blew up dust like there was a dust storm or something all over Denver, and at times you couldn't even see where you were going. It was pretty harrowing. So, you know, sucked. But those were my stinkos of the week. Let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, your sweet of the week.
I want to go last because I think my sweeto is going to make you happy.
All right. Eric, did you have a sweeto this week?
I guess I can throw the fact that I had a hearing test and apparently everything was normal, so it's not like my hearing's been deteriorated.
Oh, that's good.
What'd you say? It's my job. My place of work is kind of loud, so we have to wear ear protection.
Excuse me? What'd you say? I mean, I couldn't quite hear you.
Squeeze new baking soda?
Bumblebee tuna.
Yeah. cool. All right. That's good, Eric. That's good news. Mine is Burnley. Bernie finally gets a day shift tomorrow, which she hasn't had in like months. So that's kind of cool, even though she's probably going to come home and go to sleep. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, because she's got to work tonight and then, like, be there at like 6 in the morning and then, you know, type thing. But so there you go. I mean, that's kind of cool. A day shift for the first time in a long time tomorrow. So hopefully she'll get a couple hours of sleep and then be good to go. But all right. Let's move on. By the way, Breakman, I was going to ask you, did you put out a poll yet on what we should?
I forgot. I completely forgot about the poll, actually.
Yeah. Well, whatever wins, we'll, you know, we'll put it together.
Too much happy pill, I think.
I don't know. Too many of the happy pills.
Yeah, so you let's do a couple-day poll. That way I have enough time to get things together. But it'll be between the greatest PS2 games ever, the greatest Game Boy Advance games, and whatever Breakman wants to put on that poll. Maybe you have one or two more choices. And then we'll do like we'll run it for a couple days, see what people say and stuff like that. But we still have a topic this week, so let's go ahead and get.
Well, wait, I thought we were going to do my sweeto.
Oh, did I not get to your sweeto? Oh, shit. No, I went to you first, and then you said, I'll wait for you last. Okay, go for it, Breakman. Your sweeto of the week.
I guess a couple months ago, before I went to the crazy farm. Well, I should go back even farther than that. Since I'm trying to work on myself right now, right? A lot of the things I've been dealing with. Excuse me.
Especially when it comes with masturbation. I mean, you know.
Sexual, mental, emotional, you know, all that good stuff. Right. But also physical. I've been dealing with some. Since the car accident, I went through physical therapy, and after the physical therapy was done, I started deteriorating again, like my neck and shoulders area. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take opioids or anything addictive like that.
Yeah.
So let's go back to this 2 months ago. Mrs. Breakman also has been dealing with a lot of pain. She got, obviously, she had her car accident, and hers too, where she never really recovered from it. So a couple months ago, she's tried something new. Something that Frank might be really familiar with.
CBD, possibly?
No, you're close.
THC, weed.
Medical marijuana, maybe?
Oh, God, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Mrs. Brinkman got her medical marijuana card a couple months
ago. Good, very good.
And today I got mine.
Oh, very good, Brinkman. Very, very,
very good. I thought that would make
you
very happy, Frank. I've got my little vape pen right here with me. I'm going to go ahead and hit it right now.
Right on, man. Very good. Very good, Brinkman. I hope you guys discover CBD as well. That'll help you guys a lot.
There's some CBD in some days. Like this vape pen has it. So.
Oh, good.
And I
yeah.
got one to help me sleep, too, which is another one of my problems.
Yeah.
I know I've talked about insomnia in the past. Like, just, ugh. It's like I would like to sleep sometimes.
Yeah, for sure, man. You have talked about quite a bit about insomnia, and weed is very good at helping you sleep. Have you been getting relief, man? I mean, pain and
I get this is today, Frank.
Oh, you just got it today.
That's what I'm saying. Like I did this today. This is what.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm curious to see how you feel in about a week,
dude.
Right
now on the air, Frank, for your enjoyment.
Right on, man. Well, cool, man. Hopefully, you'll be laughing in about 15-20 minutes here. So, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh yeah, we live the dispensary is like within. There's two of them within a mile up here. Like literally,
nice.
Walking distance.
Very good. Very good, man. Very, very good. I like I said, I would suggest like as much CBD as humanly possible, as much as you guys can afford, and that'll take out a lot of the pain. I mean, it's not going to cure anything by any stretch, but the pain will be pretty much non-existent. It's like
and it won't be addictive like opioids.
Right. That's exactly right. And you do need a little bit of the THC with the CBD though. So however much CBD that
oh,
you...
Oh, well, if I was getting marijuana, I've decided, like, I definitely wanted to get some THC.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. I mean, you want to feel good while you're feeling good.
If I'm going to smoke pot, I might as well smoke pot, right?
Right, right. That's exactly right, man. I mean, shit, man. Well, congratulations to both of you. I'm very happy, very excited for you guys. I mean, it opens up the world of possibilities.
It's been helping her, so hopefully on me.
And it'll also help your mental state too, Brinkman. I mean, I you could read more about it. I used to be a bud tender, so I kind of knew the ins and outs and looked at all the studies and all that good fun stuff. But you have to have your own journey with it, you know, but I'm sure you will find many, many benefits, and the big benefits are the mental. I'm not saying don't listen to your doctors, because you definitely have to listen to your doctors.
Well, I mean, that's what I had to talk to a doctor. Like, this wasn't, like, this is a medical thing. They called us
right.
Patients and stuff over there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you have to take it seriously like that. You know, it's just the way that it is. But, I mean, in all honesty.
Like how this shit tastes, though.
Well, yeah, you got to get used to the taste. I mean, are you vaping? I mean, I would suggest, like, yeah. You know, doing
Mrs.
the edibles.
Brinkman said try a different one because this one doesn't taste good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, vaping doesn't really, I mean, I don't know. Vaping is pretty, I mean, pretty intense, man. I mean, it's a higher concentration, so you.
I mean, you're getting far more nicotine.
No, there's no nicotine. What is it?
This is Bubba Kush.
Oh, Bubba Kush is an old tried and true good one. So, yeah, you'll be fine with that. I mean, you know, so. And if you ever need advice on stuff, man, like I said, I was a pro at this, and I'm obviously a pro at this. So, you know, it is what it is. But as
it's
much.
Kim juice, the one I don't like. Yeah. Kim juice.
Yeah. But CBD, all day, every day, man, in edible form. If you can get some edibles,
yeah, I've got, definitely got some edibles. I got stuff that's supposed to help me sleep.
Yeah. Now, Brinkman
and indica.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Indicas definitely help you sleep a little bit more. That's like the couch lock syndrome ones. Those are my favorite. The indicas.
Luxury gummies. They sounded really good.
So. Yeah. For sure, that's good stuff, man.
And I got some chocolate. Mints, they're really good too.
Yeah. So, I mean, good on you, man. With the edibles, you kind of, I mean, I don't know what your tolerance is, Brake, like if you have a high tolerance or low tolerance, but the edibles, the edibles definitely will knock you the fuck out. So be very careful with those. Like, you got to find.
I had a couple earlier. They're low, like low THC ones.
Just gotcha.
Kind of see how they are.
Gotcha. Yeah, and it could take up to a couple hours to get, you know, to get to your system. So you got to give your, you know, don't take one and then an hour later you're like, oh man, this didn't do anything to me. This, you know, because you could get you could get a really wicked surprise. You know, I mean,
I've done that before with alcohol, yeah. like bar hopping.
Yeah.
Just like it's like, oh, I'm feeling fine,
and then next thing you know, you're hitting the floor.
I gotta get another drink. Like I'm start mixing alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
By the third bar, like I'm okay.
And yeah, exactly. All right, let me read chat here. Freak Five, in reference to my cop watching, says, "I wonder how long until Frank disappears." Yeah, you know, there's always a chance of that. Freak Five. I mean, I'm not. You know, I mean, I do get kind of afraid every time I'm out there, but you know, I mean, it has to be done. I'm trying to make change, actual change in the community. So, you know, Freak says, posted a meme on Facebook that said, "We want the police to treat unarmed black men the same way they treat white mass murderers. Someone on my friends list was making up straw men and ignoring what I was saying." That's a great point, Freak Five.
I don't even try and talk to those people. I just insult them.
He said something about police killing people who shot at them, and I told him, "I am done with you. I will give you a chance to respond, but your comments doesn't seem like you are even reading what I say." Exactly. My sweeto, the trash took himself out and unfriended me. Well, there you go, Freak Five. That's good, because your point is very well taken. I mean, they treat mass murderers way better than they treat unarmed black men or brown men, you know, so... you're not out of line in saying that at all. I mean,
this country's getting worse, not better.
Yeah, it is, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm, you know, I highly encourage everybody to get their camera out anytime a policeman is around. You know, because it could save somebody's life, or it can prevent. You know how many tickets I've prevented people from getting, Breakman?
Hey, I mean, hey, Freak, I want to know if it's the same guy you always seem to run into on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, did I play the free for all music? I don't think I did. Let's do it. It's a free for all. It's a free for all. Wow! Okay, this week I got a topic for y'all. And it's you know, it's very game relevant. And my question is when will we see current gen consoles on the shelf again, or will we ever see them on the shelf again? Are the days of just walking into a Walmart and picking up a console pretty much over? What do you guys think? Breakman, I'll start with you.
I don't, because of what Microsoft's doing. I've seen it advertised now, the rent to own on the systems.
Rent I think that's gonna be, to own.
Yeah, wow. Basically paying a monthly payment. I think I saw in the Target ad paying a monthly fee to own a Xbox X, stuff like that.
Wow.
And I think doing that strategy is going to pay off, personally.
You, what do you mean pay off? Like pay them off?
No, I mean, I think it's going to be a winning strategy for them, because a lot of gamers can't afford like a $500 system, but they can afford $35 a month or whatever.
Yeah, $35 a month that eventually costs them like $800.
Oh, I know. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that like this is something that I would recommend, because I worked in retail. I know those retail, like if they're charging you monthly, your interest rate's gonna be like 22%.
Yeah,
you know, it's gonna be something absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that I mean, just save the money.
It's gonna work, is what I'm saying. I'm saying.
Yeah, you might be right, man. You might be right. I mean, I think.
I think the chip shortage is finally resolving itself slowly, and I think by sometime next year, we'll probably see stuff in more frequency.
You think by next year we'll see stuff in the... Now, I was actually really surprised. I went on to Best Buy's website, and you can get Xboxes now. You can't get PS5s for some reason, but you can get Xboxes, so that kind of made me... happy, because that's, I mean, I need an Xbox. I don't need an Xbox. I want an Xbox. But I was just thinking about it, and I was like, well, we'll probably never see consoles on the shelf ever again. I don't think we will. I think it's going to be all pre-order and order at, you know. And I think that's also a winning strategy if you think about it. Like, you get just as many as are ordered, and it cuts production costs down, you know. And then you don't have to really worry about, you know, what's on the shelves and what has been sold. I mean, you know automatically, you know. So I think there's an actual savvy business reason why we have not seen consoles. I think all this other bullshit about COVID and chips and all that is just subterfuge. I don't think any of that is relevant. I think the real relevancy is like their control over the systems themselves. They may release more within a year, Eric, like you're thinking, but I think it's just going to be as come as you go type thing, you know, with whatever suits their fancy. If they want to release 5,000 this week or 10,000,
they
or,
should probably do what Steam's doing or Valve's doing with the Steam Deck, where you just put in a reservation and they'll just send it to you when they have it available, and you're in the queue somewhere.
Yeah. Freak says, one of the downsides of having a zombie podcast with the right-wing gun nuts who I became Facebook friends with because they listen to the show. I feel your pain on that, Freak 5. I used to have a lot of friends like that, too, when I was doing that other show that I won't mention anymore. You know, you would get friends like that were, you know, gun nuts and... And I'm actually a Second Amendment guy. I believe in the Second Amendment, but I mean, I think it's lost kind of its value over the years. Like, when the Second Amendment came out, it was to, you know, it was like in the musket days, you know, it was to prevent, like, you know, like tyranny back in the day when people had like musket guns. You know, it's a lot different now. I mean, you know, I don't see the need for a whole arsenal of weapons, you know. I think that there's a lot of downside to that, you know. But
yeah, they definitely weren't planning on automatic weapons,
right?
When they thought of the,
right,
you know, the second,
right. I mean, a pistol, you know, a 357,
or explosives,
you know, I mean,
or stuff. Rocket launchers, grenade launchers. They weren't thinking of that kind of stuff,
right? They at all, like AK-47s and, you know, all
when
that
you absolutely positively need to kill a motherfucker,
right? Exactly. So yeah, I mean, you know, so about this next gen console shit, I mean, I don't think we'll ever see them on the shelf again. I think you're just gonna have to get them online, and they're kind of made to order type thing, and like Breakman was saying, you'll have like the pay as you go. I call them schemes, Breakman. I mean, you know, but that's what they are. Like, if you, I mean, what was
rent
it like?
To own and
yeah,
shit like that. Yeah,
rent to own is such a scheme, and it sucks because it's now. I think it's actually more like 30% interest, Breakman, which is ridiculous. If you take into account how much you're going to pay at the end of that, like it's a money grab for sure. I mean, the consoles are expensive enough. I mean. You know, but if you're going to do that, like, look, if you're listening to the show, which there's a growing number of people that are listening, especially on Twitch, instead of doing that, take the few months it's going to take you to save the $500 and buy it outright. I mean, always, always, always don't get yourself into a credit situation which will end up costing you about double or more than double what the console
is worth. Saving that $30 every month and then working towards that $500.
Right, exactly. I mean, think about it. How many, like, what would that take you? Like 2 years? So you could, I mean, an average job, I mean, you could save probably $50 to $100. If you save $50 a check, let's say, so $100 a month, within 5 months you can have that five, and $100 is not
the
a lot.
The only other thing I could suggest is if stores are offering no cost layaway.
Yeah, no cost layaway. Or they'll offer credit cards where you have a year to pay it off. I mean, that's...
Yeah, don't fall for that, though.
Well, I mean...
Yeah,
if
like those... Because once the year is over, like, they bump you up right to that...
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to pay it off within the year, so save the $100. Pay $100 every month, and within 5 months, you have it paid for, and then you don't have to worry about it no more. If you're going to do something like that, right? I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, but if you're trying to build credit, like, you don't... It's dumb to buy something with a credit card and then get rid of that credit card within a year.
Don't get rid of it. Keep it, but just pay. Like, look, Bernie went to Mexico for 12 years and had zero credit. She didn't have bad credit. She just had no credit, right?
I had no credit because I've never had a credit card.
I mean, what was that?
Break, man. So what happened was when she got here, I was like, well, we got to... What are you laughing at, man? When she got here, right? Shut up, man. You're so stupid. I was like, well, we need to build your credit because she had no credit. So we got a secured card for $300, and we would purchase gas. Just gas on that card, right? Every week would be gas, and then we would pay it every other week we would pay the balance to zero. So there would never be a time when the credit card, you know, got to a point where we just couldn't handle it, right? So before you knew it, she had excellent credit, just basically paying that bill every month. And that's what I'm suggesting. I mean, you can get it. I mean, most people can get an unsecured $500 card, right? How dare you, Breakman? How dare you, son of a bitch? You son of a bitch.
I've never had a credit card, so I don't have credit at all.
You might think about getting one. Right? You might think of one about getting like a small one, siphon gas filter. How dare you, Dungeon? You son of a bitch, Dungeon. That's a phrase I don't use very often. You son of a bitch, Dungeon. Eric, you might consider getting a small, like $500. To $1,000 max credit card, but it's very tempting to put money on that credit card. You just have to be disciplined. I'm only going to use this for gas, and then when I get the bill, which most of the time you have an app that you can see what you owe, when you get your check, you pay that off every single time. So they used to use the credit card to go to Taco Bell. Well, see, there, I mean, some, like, pick one specific thing, you know. Like for me, it was gas, you know, just pay for gas. That's all. For someone else, it might be, you know, okay, I'm going to use this for strictly groceries or strictly going to fast food or something. I don't know. How dare you guys in chat? How dare you guys, you sons of bitches?
I was wondering when you're going to get to my
You're all exiled, you son of a bitch.
But I do.
Well, not you, Eric. Besides you.
By association.
How dare you guys, sons of bitches. All right, so do you... Okay, Breakman, do you think we'll ever see Xboxes and PS5s on the shelf? Ever?
Yeah, eventually. I don't know what they're going to do after this. After this whole shortage is... Like you said, the shortage has been fixed, but... Knowing that though we might deal with this in the future, how will this affect the PS?
Well, I don't think we're going to have consoles in the future. I think we're one or two generations away from not even having a console. Like, it's going to be all cloud. I mean, it's going to get so good that the internet, bandwidth is going to get so great that we're not even going to
just buy a dummy terminal and just play on that thing.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe you don't. Maybe you just buy the games.
That's what I want. Is I don't want exclusivity anymore.
Well,
I'm sick of like having to buy one system to get one game.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I don't think we'll ever.
But
get
past
every that.
System has more than one game, but you know what I
mean.
Yeah,
I know what you mean, man. It'd be nice, but I don't see that ending anytime soon because all three companies are pretty profitable with their video games.
Yeah,
systems.
But games like or companies like Microsoft are actively trying to expand. Like they yeah. are. I'm gonna bet we're gonna see a Halo game on a Nintendo system.
I would venture to say we will. System. Yeah, I don't know about Sony. I think Sony and Microsoft aren't going to get along.
Like, I think Sony looks at Microsoft as a rival, and Microsoft just looks at money.
Yeah,
they don't really care that, like, okay, we're your rivals, that's fine. So we got this idea that it'll make us a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you might be right on that. I mean, no doubt. I mean, you know, I mean...
Just look at Disney and Sony with Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean,
they keep saying after every movie, this is the last time, we're not going to bring him back, like, we don't want this.
Yeah, right.
And then Disney's like, oh, well, here's a little bit more money.
And even if they write out the MCU Spider-Man, Peter, from the MCU, they could always just replace Spider-Man with Miles Morales, because they could just do that.
Right? Well, Sony owns Miles Morales. Sony owns everything.
All Spider-Man?
All Spider-Man. All the villains. You know, Green Goblin.
I don't know. Maybe they could be convinced to sell that part of the IP.
I don't know, man. I mean, that's... I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, I mean...
I think Spider-Man's one of their biggest earners, so I don't know. Like, it's going to be a lot. It didn't take a lot for Sony to give up.
I mean, they already have Miles Morales as a part of the Spider-Verse series of films, which unfortunately got pushed to 2023.
I really enjoyed the Spider-Verse movie. That was something else. But let's talk about something real quick.
I kind of feel conflicted though about movies like Spider-Verse and Dragon Ball Super Superhero, because like, they're CG movies, so they probably should be running at 60 frames, but they run at 24 frames every other movie does.
Yep, that's...
And apparently, I agree. It's done for artistic effect, but I don't really buy that.
I don't think it either.
It works that well.
I think it should be 60 frames, Eric. I think
for Spider-Man it's okay because of the type of art style it is, but for anything else it seems wrong.
I don't know. That was the one problem I had with that movie, was the frame pacing and the way
they had it set up, running at 24, it makes it feel like it's a stop motion film.
Yeah. And that was the one problem I had with the movie, but. You know, whatever.
And I thought that the only reason they did it for the first Spider-Verse film is because they're combining other animation styles in the movie because of Spider-Pig and Penny.
Spider-Ham. Yeah. Well, I didn't like it. That was the one criticism of that movie. If you guys go back to the archives and remember my review, was the one kind of, you know, thing I did not like about the movie. Other than that, it was a great movie, and Miles Morales is a great character, and really love what they did with the multiverse in that movie. But let's transition to Netflix. I mean, they used to have a bunch of Marvel properties that went on to Disney Plus, and that is part of the decline. Their stock price took a huge hit, and I'm wondering, is Netflix done, guys? I mean, are we witnessing the downfall of the mighty Netflix?
Why would they blow themselves up like this?
Well, then
we're gonna cut off password sharing. We're gonna add ads. We're gonna get rid of the shows that were actually doing well that people liked. We're going to add more shows nobody wants to watch.
Yeah. I mean, these are all great points, Eric. What were you saying, Blake?
They've willy-nilly spent money.
And they're also increasing the price.
Yeah,
increasing, but they're increasing the price, and they're going to crack down on the sharing, whatever. They've said that a billion times before in the past. But
from what I read or heard, they're going to make a separate tier for those people or something, which probably has less features.
Well, they're going to have like a commercial tier. It's going to be a lot cheaper, and I think that will be pretty popular because I don't mind a commercial tier
because that means if it's anything like HBO Max's, it'll only play during certain features.
Even then,
only the beginning, and it won't be in the middle of watching something.
You just pointed out what the big problem for Netflix is, and they're not even acknowledging it. Competition.
When
Netflix came out, there was no competition, and Hulu showed up. Now we've got Netflix, Hulu,
Paramount Plus,
Apple Plus, Paramount Plus, Amazon TV, HBO Max.
Yep.
ESPN, Disney. There's they've got so much competition now, and they don't acknowledge that at all. They blame their customers for the decline.
Yeah, which is the wrong thing to do. Dungeon says, Netflix isn't done, but their crazy days of spending so much on shovelware movies and series is probably at an end. That is a great point, Dungeon. They spent so much money on so much fucking junk, it's unbelievable. And when I say junk, I literally mean junk.
I'm not too worried, though, because this experiment's going to blow up in their face, and they're going to have to do something to fix it.
I was telling Bernie, I was like I'm seriously contemplating getting rid of Netflix, because what do I watch on Netflix? I mean, there's really literally nothing that I watch. I watch, you know what I really watch on Netflix? I watch Castlevania Season 1, Episode 4 quite a bit, Monument, because it's one of the greatest episodes of any series I've ever seen. That's what I watch. And if I, you know, if I want to continue doing that, I'll just fucking buy it for $10 on Vudu and you know, get rid of Netflix. I mean, I just, for me, there really is literally nothing. I mean, The Witcher, I guess. I mean, I haven't seen The Witcher.
There's a lot of stuff I want to watch on Netflix, but yeah. For other people, like, their interest is only so far.
Yeah.
Their focus is out of whack, too, because their recent game thing, like, added games, their free-to-play games.
Yeah.
Just money to junk. Give these free-to-play games that nobody wants to really play.
Right. Mm-hmm. Junk. They're just, it's like a lot of the
money.
It's their movies too, man. Their movie quality really fucking sucks. Bad. I mean, there's nothing of value really on Netflix. I mean, all the old stuff that, like, the CBS stuff that they had on there went on to Paramount Plus. I mean, the all the Disney, the Marvel, the really good Marvel stuff, like Daredevil and Luke Cage and all that stuff went to Disney Plus. So. Yep. I mean, what really is the... Is there anything on Netflix that is a must-watch? Okay, Stranger Things...
Jason X.
yeah, I like Jason X. I have that movie. But, man, like,
that's been there forever.
Yeah. Okay, they do have Stranger Things. That's a big one, right?
Yeah, but someone... Again,
someone may...
We'll have the next Castlevania. Get Stranger Things... what's Black Mirror? That's a really
Black Mirror's pretty good, but who is beating down the door to see Black Mirror on Netflix? Is that really a big draw? I mean, like nobody talks about. That's another problem. When Netflix first came out, it was novel, right? Like, we're going to release all the episodes all in one shot so you can binge, right? So everybody was binging all these things like Friends and you know,
fine because they weren't new shows.
Castlevania and well, all.
When you say Friends, that's another great point, is they lost Friends.
Yeah, like, see? Shows like that. That's Friends, what I'm saying.
The Office.
Like, yeah.
They lost these. Big Mouth's a great show, by the way.
Yeah, Big Mouth is great, but I've seen it.
Huge franchises. Yeah. Not just the Disney stuff, but.
Yeah.
They still want to blame the fans and sharing passwords. Like, dudes, that's not the reason people are quitting your station.
No, no, it's like blaming.
Because the competition is killing you, right?
It's like blaming pirates for lack of sales on video games. You know, it's like. Yeah. The piracy is the reason why a lot of video games became as popular as they did, and they have such an ass backwards way of viewing it.
People pirated because their jobs don't pay them enough to just buy things.
Right, that's another big reason. But no, look, honestly, like, there's been a plethora of errors that Netflix has done, and I do not feel bad for them. Like, they overspent on series and movies that nobody wanted to watch, nobody was asking for. They, instead of concentrating on maybe merging or paying CBS a little bit more money for fucking Friends and, you know, Office, which you mentioned, and stuff like that.
I don't think there was anything, like, they did. I don't think Netflix has enough money to have kept, say, The Office away from NBC, because NBC's got, I think...
You don't think NBC would have been interested in some type of merger? NBC doesn't have their own, like...
As a merger, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not... Their business savvy is so out of whack. They're spending money. Like, what was their big movie that just came out with Ryan Reynolds? Like, who fucking cares? Like... I mean, that movie would have did maybe like second or third at the box office one, you know, and
Adam
been
Project?
Yeah, the Adam Project or whatever it is. Okay. That might have done like second or third and
is that
been the movie theater.
Good, by the way?
I don't know.
That's I mean,
what I saw was Free Guy.
I don't fucking watch that shit, man. Like I said, the only thing that I really watch on Netflix is one episode of Castlevania that I watched over and over and over because I love it so much. And that level of devotion to one episode of the series.
The Blu-ray for that's coming out soon.
So. I'm going to fucking just get it on Vudu. And there you go. I mean, I can watch it anytime I want. And I have it forever and not have to pay $25 a month for that shit. And as a matter of fact, I can go get HBO Max, which apparently is fucking awesome. I used to have it for a while. And I liked it, and there's
watch
plenty
all the DC stuff.
Yeah, it's half of the money. You know, like literally half of the money that I play for Netflix. And
there's another great point Questbuster says in chat, that the live-action Cowboy Bebop adaptation wasn't great. And they canceled it almost right away. Like, I thought the point of Netflix is that it's going to be here. You know?
Right.
And
they,
this is,
they,
you know,
well, depending on who you ask, it wasn't you. That great. So.
Not just Cowboy Bebop. Like, they've canceled other shows that were apparently hits.
They give up too soon.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's exactly my point. Like, these are supposed to be on here for when you get like a new subscriber, and it's like, hey, look, we've got this Stranger Things show you heard about.
They give up too soon on properties, live action versions.
Yeah, they
of,
become
like,
the Fox of the streaming verse. You know, I mean, it's just crazy.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, I mean, they really have, because Fox gave up on Firefly and. What was it? Dollhouse
or
Doll?
So many shows, early shows.
Yeah, Married with Children. They even killed way too early.
Yeah, like one of their longest running franchise, one of their most popular. They killed. Just they didn't give it an ending or anything. They just said done.
Yeah.
The cast didn't even expect it to be the end. They're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, look, the Cowboy Bebop series. They could have. Okay, I agree. The first, it wasn't great, right? But what if you give it a season or two or three to fucking develop? Maybe it becomes great.
Or not,
you know?
Necessarily cancel it. Or not necessarily say, like, no, there's not going to be a second season. Like, maybe wait and, like, see maybe in a year if the numbers go up. Or maybe in 2 years that, like, well, we've got this huge jump all of a sudden. Maybe now we can look at going to a sequel.
Well, look, Firefly suffered that fate from Fox, right? I mean, Firefly could have been fucking great. I mean, Netflix just makes dumb decision after dumb decision after dumb decision, man. Yep. I mean, they just, it's like Dungeon says in chat, pandemic, people are leaving to touch grass at theaters. That's another point.
Maybe Netflix is actually not run by a CEO, but just that's just a figurehead, and they just do manatees like Family Guy did on South Park. They have him pick out a card and tells him what to do next.
Like in South Park, yeah, man.
I'm telling you, it's the 20-sided die. That's what they got. But each die has like words on it instead of numbers, and they just,
you know, instead
die,
of like
today's
like,
episode is about the fabric softener flying couch. Okay, we're doing this.
That's how they decide shows. But for when it comes to decisions, be like, it's like. It's one of those like paper dies or something where you just.
Oh my god! Yeah, like the folding paper. Like, yes or no? Cancel the show. Oh, gotta cancel you.
You know
what? I know you're popular, but you're just canceled.
You know what's really cool about like.
Price? Okay.
You know what's really cool about like HBO?
Do we do ads or do we like add this new show?
I bet that, like, their top executive is just a magic eight ball.
They just, it's on a like a rotating thing, and it like shakes it like one of those things that shake paint. It shakes it like that, and then whatever comes up is the next series or something.
Mr. President, shake, should we continue with this series? Shake, probably.
Yeah, man. Probably
shake it again.
I know. No, I just their business model is not sustainable, man. I mean, they spent way too much money on a lot of stupid shit, and they're real quick on the trigger with stuff that's semi interesting. Like the Cowboy Bebop adaptation wasn't great, but at least it was, you know, based on a solid premise, and they could have had 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons of fucking Cowboy Bebop. There's that much material.
I think. They ended where they met with Ed, and that's where the first season ended. But like, I think their biggest mistake was trying to replicate the series almost one for one.
With
variations, they should have just done their own thing.
You know what, Dungeon? He says, "Does anyone remember when Netflix tried reviving Spencer for Hire?" Yep, I remember that.
No, I did not know that. What
and I did see that Liam Neeson truck movie, Dungeon. I did watch that as well. But yeah, I mean. They spent way too much money, like on shit, man. I mean, just absolute fucking shit, man. I mean, they revived Full House, which nobody was calling for that, but that actually did pretty well for them.
I was gonna say, that was a big hit.
That was a big hit for them. But I mean, what I was trying to say before about like the model where they just release all the episode, it's not working anymore. There was an episode, a series on Netflix called, I can't remember, but it was kind of sci-fi. It wasn't the greatest thing, but it's pretty good. And they would release it like every week, like a normal series, you know. And people were talking about it, like it was getting buzz, right? When Stranger Things comes out, people talk about it for a week, and then you don't hear about Stranger Things anymore. It's just the weirdest fucking thing, man. Wahlberg as Spencer, Jesus Christ, man! Wow.
Yeah, like I'm just like, yeah, that was my reaction. Wow, yeah. Really, this happened? Like Netflix, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, are you? Did you steal my medical marijuana? You fucker.
I mean, think about it. For $25 a month, I can get Disney Plus, I can get HBO Max, and pay for Shudder at the same time. All for the same price. Or comparable. Why wouldn't somebody do that? HBO Max, like, when they were doing movies, that was fucking awesome. Like, I got to see Godzilla. I didn't have to fucking go out of my house and, you know. I mean, that shit's fucking badass. If they keep that up, I mean, they got something. I mean, I know they kind of slowed down, although they released Batman, like, what, after, like, 2 weeks at the theaters? I mean, they're...
No, it's like...
45 days, I think.
Yeah.
It's 45
days. That's standard, so that means that...
That's still pretty damn good. I mean,
that means that Fantastic Beasts will show up around the same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s and 90s, it was like you'd wait for it once it was out of the theater... it hit the theater, and if it was popular, it'd probably be in the theater for like 6 months, 8 months, something like that. And then maybe a year later, we'd get the VHS DVD release, you know.
Yeah. If they would streamline their decision making, like get actual executives that know what they're doing and like green light, like actual things that people want to see, not fucking. Like Dungeon is saying, like throwing tacks at the fucking wall and see what sticks. Irishman was a great mob movie, long as hell, but like if they would like do stuff like that, like have movies like that, like big premieres, right? We're coming out with The Irishman, and we're gonna have Joe Pesci and you know Robert De Niro and whatever fuck stick that wants to make $1 million in their movies and stuff and do stuff like that and then make series that they're committed to for at least 3 years, because I truly believe that any series, I don't care what it is, you need to give it at least 3 years. You can't cancel it after 1 year. I mean, how do you know what you have until you get 3 years worth of doing it? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe the writers need to be changed out, and you get new writers, and all of a sudden, this series becomes great. Look at what Fox did with Sarah Chronicles, so the Terminator. The Sarah, what do they call that? The
Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Sarah Connor Chronicles. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was a great show.
Anywhere, by the way.
No,
that ended on such a huge cliffhanger. God damn it!
I know. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Like, shit like that just pisses people off. Like, let it breathe for at least 3 seasons and see what you got, and then go from there. I mean, then either greenlight it for another 3-4 seasons or not. You know? I mean, fuck.
At least don't cancel it like right when it's released, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I mean...
Give it a chance to find out if it's going to be popular.
Cowboy Bebop comes out, and 1 week later it was canceled. It's like, really? Jesus Christ, you didn't even give it a chance to breathe a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Somebody like me who loved the original anime was definitely interested in seeing it.
God, that
they
anime
canceled,
was great.
It's like, okay, well, I don't guess I don't have to see that now.
Yeah, you know? I'm the same way. I never even saw one episode of Cowboy Bebop, and I just I was disappointed. Same reason. I mean, why even bother? I mean, if you're not going to make another fucking look, Dungeon says I'm still waiting for more of the Kingdom. That's a great series. That's a great example. That's a fucking awesome series. That's about zombies. Like, it's a Korean zombie series that's fucking badass. TSCC was canceled because of Terminator Salvation.
That's sad, because Salvation was kind of
Yeah. I like, you know, a lot of people don't like Terminator 3, but I really like Terminator 3. I thought it was a great movie.
I like Terminator 3.
Yeah, it gets a lot of hate, though, man. I mean, a lot of hate. But, I don't know. The rest of it...
I liked the movie, but it was basically just Terminator 2 again, so...
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I like it. I mean, I thought it was good, but whatever. All right, I think that's all we got time for this
I
week.
I did see that video that Dungeon Buster talked about. Or no, was it Wayland? I can't remember, but it was about Arnold showing up in that movie. And it was cut footage of like that of the company that was trying to resurrect unknowingly resurrecting Cyberdyne or Skynet.
I actually think it makes sense to bring Arnold back
Arnold was the model for like this commercial that they were doing for the company.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. You know,
he had like a really ridiculous last name, and he was overdubbed.
Yeah. I saw that. It was really fun. I actually don't have a problem with them bringing back Arnold even in future Terminator movies because it kind of makes sense. You know, I mean it does make, and then coupled with
Sergeant Candy, one movie, and they're just going to see Arnold over in a pile and just kind of digging him out.
Maybe.
Come on, Arnold, we got some use for you.
Well, maybe.
I am old and rusted.
No, it makes sense because the technology is like. Have you seen some of the deep fake shit that people are doing, Breakman? Like, I mean, the technology is so good. Like, I mean, nowadays, like you can make a young Arnold, and it looks fine. You know, I mean,
here, let me give you an example of why Netflix is losing. I went to Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm comparing like their latest releases. We have Netflix raised one of their latest releases, a movie called Hold Tight. 25% on Rotten Tomatoes. Prime Video has a very British Scandal. 91%
yep.
on Rotten
Tomatoes. No, that's a good
HBO
point.
HBO Max has something called Tokyo Vice. 86%
Yep, you make a great point. Yep. Moon Knight on Disney Plus getting 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yep, you're absolutely right, man. There's a, there was an Old Spice commercial.
The competition's just better.
Yeah, the competition's better. There's so many factors, Breakman. I mean, it's the beginning of the end.
And 0.1% of that problem is the customers.
Right. That's absolutely right. There was an old Spice commercial that has young Dolph Lundgren. It looks perfect. Wyland said, yeah. I mean, look, the technology's there. You can bring back old actors to do young roles. I mean, it's there. I mean, but, you know, I mean, the future is bright on other platforms. I mean, Paramount Plus is crushing it with the Halo thing. You know, Disney is obviously crushing it with everything they produce. HBO Max.
So obviously they're talking about raising the prices because they're doing well.
Probably. I mean, I got mine for 3 years, so I think I still have a year
good,
and a half.
But I've read rumors that they are talking about like raising Disney prices.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Not for any other reason, just that they're doing so well.
Right. Well, I mean,
more
they are
money for Disney.
Right. I mean, more money for Disney. I mean, does anything ever go down in price, Breakman? I mean, think about it. I mean, this is the United States after all, you know. All right, guys,
wages go down.
Well, yeah, that's true too. I mean, people are going to make hard choices though. I mean, I'm going to get rid of Netflix. I really am. I mean, I'm waiting for Stranger Things to come out, and I think that's it for me. I mean,
they're going to do it two parts, too. They're going to release one part of it in May and then the next part in, like, July or something.
Yeah, well, they got me till July, and then after that, I'm fucking done.
That reminds me, JoJo Part 7, or Part 6, Stone Ocean, its second set of episodes won't be up until fall, and who knows when the third set of episodes will be.
Yeah, that's another problem.
For the rest of the series.
Yep, that's another problem. They don't announce shit when they need to announce it.
That's so stupid.
Yep. I rather wish they did weekly releases.
Yeah,
anime
I agree.
Suffers from not having weekly releases.
I agree. I made that point.
It when I watched it to just cut, like to just end at that one point. Like, oh wait, this is it? Yeah. That we're getting more late? Oh, you're fucking...
I hate that shit. They did that with The Walking Dead, like... Part one, and this is part two. No, this you guys just delayed it.
Attack on Titan's doing this shit too. It's like
yeah,
the final season part
One, and it's like six episodes or something. Yeah, it's so stupid.
It's soon. The next season will be like last season. They'll give us a half episode.
Yeah, or they'll start charging us per episode again. You know, like we talked about.
I honestly think MAPPA's doing it so they can pay their animators even less than they're currently paying them now, God. Because they got in trouble for not paying them.
Picard season 2 started off with some. I never even saw Picard season 1 dungeon. I heard mixed things on it, but all right, we got to get out of here.
This is apparently why the Cuphead show has been split into quote unquote two seasons, because they don't have to pay them as much if they do a certain number of episodes in a certain time frame.
Look, Dungeon brings up another good point. One of my relatives was watching a Netflix series about a boy that has grown up with superpowers and was interested in seeing where it would go. Canceled. I think it was that... I think it was, like, Growing Up Cody or something. That's probably what... I can't remember the name of that one, but... Picard season 2 crapped its opinion. Wyland. Oh man, yeah, he probably did crap in his depends, man. That sucks, man. I heard the mixed things about it, but whatever. All right. Yeah, the end of Netflix coming soon to a theater near you. All right, let's do our plugs.
Stop for me. That's pretty funny, Wyland.
Those depends are overflowing. Raising Dion. That's the one. Yeah. All right, Breakman, your plugs. I think Breakman's actually getting better at playing harmonica. I can't believe it, man. This is crazy. He's gonna be playing the blues on that fucking thing pretty soon.
The power
man.
Of the happy pills.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. This should be happy music.
Oh God! Come on, plug away, Breakman. Let's get out of here, man. Come on.
You can follow me at RPGrinders on Twitter, and I'll be extremely high or something or whatever. Groovy dudes, let's move on.
I love it, man. I'm happy for you, dude. I think it's gonna.
Maybe we should just change the show into Break doing paintings like Bob Ross.
Hey, you know, yeah, exactly. Only it's like he plays Harmy and like does little interludes and stuff. I think we should do a toke out session on episode 700, guys. I mean, I think that'd be appropriate, man. I mean, Eric could drink and Break and I will get high as fuck on episode 700. I think that'd be just fine.
Oh my God. They must have let him play harmonica in the hospital. If they would have given me a harmonica in the hospital, I would still be there. They would have like put me in a straitjacket and shit. Like at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Break got 2 weeks. Break got 2 weeks of practice. All right, Eric, your plug, sir.
You can find written reviews on BostonBashBreakGuy.com. Or you can go to the audio reviews on the feed of the show. And I still haven't done anything new since last week. But if you want a reminder, the last two things I did were the review for Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, and what's the other one? Let me look.
They call him the harmonica man.
Yeah, the medium, that's right.
Yeah.
And if you like either of those and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon and send me as a little dollar. And the link to that is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
That
would really help out.
At EricRPG. Make sure you click on that Patreon link and show him some love. He does a lot of great written reviews. Eric's reviews on the feed are fantastic. I mean, you guys can get a lot of information about a video game in case you're on the fence. So there you go. They call him the harmonica man. Dungeon says. Oh, man.
Well, it's supposed to look like the Rain Man, but harmonicas.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I want to thank Freak 5 for coming on in. Our good friend Dungeon, our good friend Wyland. Alien Gathering was in here, which is an awesome name for a user. Another TV viewer who is always in here. A Service's Top was in here. And Lori Pub was in here. So thank you all so much.
Was there a Bottom in here, too?
Yeah, exactly. Of Mice and Harmies. I love that, Eric. That's awesome. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You could follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I will be getting an Xbox fairly soon. I don't know exactly when, but I will be getting a new Xbox. So
after you buy me one.
Sure. Why not?
No, I think we need to buy you a laptop first.
Yeah, I think you need a new laptop before we talk anything else, man. let's get a GoFundMe. Yeah.
Dear people, my baby needs replaced. It's a horrible tragic accident. Like then, once it's done, thanks for the new laptop, everybody. Yay.
Exactly. Thanks a lot. And then that's all they get. You know, just a thank
you. I never
you.
Said my baby was human.
Yeah, I never said it was human.
All right, man. I think that's all we got. Oh, to all the archive listeners that listen to us on YouTube and on Twitch, thank you all so much for listening. If you want to join us live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern Time. We're actually on a little bit before Eric and I, usually just doing pre-show banter. So just join us there.
Every once in a while, maybe I'll get there on
time. Yeah, exactly. twitch.tv/RPGrinders. And that's where the chat is. That's where you can see us talking to everybody in chat and all that stuff. But we do go live on YouTube as well. So if you want to join us there, that's fine as well. But anything else, gentlemen?
Continue to stay safe, wear a mask, and protect your ears.
Yeah, especially from Harmy.
Harmy, come back!
All right. I saw you, Frank.
No, I gotta go talk to Harmy and calm him down and stuff. Like, he's all upset.
Where's Harmy now? In the loony bin? Did you put him in there, Breakman?
No, they wouldn't let me bring him.
All right, take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Harmy, you didn't mean it. It's okay.
Harmy the Pinata. Man, every damn last word of it. Viva Harmada. I am rude to Harmy. I am.
PlayStation Harmy.